changes in the skin in relation to venous insufficiency. Discoloration of the skin in the ankle region occurs because of red blood cells and proteins leaking out of the capillary walls and into the interstitial fluid. The hemoglobin is then broken down outside the capillaries into the tissue, presenting as a visible brown colour called hemosiderin. One should observe if the foot is dry and scaly, as this can be a sign of venous insufficiency. Patients with venous leg ulcers can develop varicose eczema where the surrounding skin is inflamed. Cell division occurs and white blood cells are drawn to the wound. The eczema may be as a result of contact dermatitis caused by the bandaging, status dermatitis, allergic contact dermatitis, or irritative dermatitis due to the exudates irritating the skin on the leg. Common sensitizers include wool alcohols, lanolin, topical antibiotics, topical corticosteroids, cetyl sterol alcohols, parabens, and rubber mixes. Emollients are the first-line treatment for varicose eczema. Emollients used as soap substitute to wash and moisture the leg is recommended. Topical corticosteroid ointments may also help control serious varicose eczema. These should only be used for a limited period of time, as they only treat the symptom of the varicose eczema, and long-term use can mask any underlying skin or leg infection.